Let's go quickly talk to Paul. Hey, Paul, it's Tim Carter. How are you today? It's great to have you on the air here on WGRR. It's good to have you here.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, Paul, I think so.
Oh, okay, super.
I thought we were going to play Taxi Driver here. Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. A little early, okay.
A couple of problems. I've got a driveway. My house is relatively new. It's about 2 years old.
Yes.
And last year I noticed the driveway is starting to spall, and it's getting pretty bad.
Okay.
And I've talked to the builder, and, of course, you know, he's trying to tell me it's all my fault. It's the salt from the car and everything. And
sure, sure. I hear that all. I was actually going to stop you and say, well, stop. I already know what the builder says, but I didn't. So anyway, so you want to know what the truth is.
Well, is there anything I can do?
Yes, there's absolutely. Once it's spalled, is the concrete underneath the surface still pretty good?
Yeah, it looks pretty decent. It looks like it's just that the surface that they've put that finish on, that scratchy finish.
That's right.
It looks like that's coming off.
That's right, and that's exactly what's happening. And I'll tell you why it's happening, and then I'll tell you how we're going to fix it.
Okay.
What probably happened? It's a workmanship error. When they were finishing the concrete, they either troweled in what we call the bleed water, and what bleed water is, a lot of people don't realize this, there's basically four ingredients in concrete: water, sand, gravel, and cement. And the lightest ingredient in of those four, believe it or not, is water. Because if you take a piece of sand, it goes to the bottom of a glass of water. If you put a rock in, same thing, right?
Right.
And
right.
Cement, if you actually put cement in water, it'll eventually go right to the bottom of the glass. Okay, so when you pour concrete and it kind of settles there and you're just leaving it alone, the concrete actually starts to look like it's perspiring, you know, like it's sweating.
Okay.
And that's what we call bleed water. And if you trowel that bleed water into the concrete, what happens is it dilutes the amount of cement paste up at the surface, and the cement is the only thing that's holding the sand and gravel together. Okay?
Okay.
So that's a bad thing. And sometimes you'll see concrete finishers either trowel the bleed water in, or they will actually scatter or sprinkle some water on top of the concrete to use it as a finishing aid. That's death on a stick. You do not want to do that. Okay. So that's what happened. Now, and they like to blame it on salt. And then my reaction to that is I tell each builder that ever says that is, well, you know what? Why are these sidewalks here in downtown Cincinnati, and I can take you to the curbs and the roadways, why are they in such good shape? You know, why aren't they spalling? You know, it's because it was finished properly. So the way it's going to be solved is you're going to put a thin cement concrete overlay on top of your existing driveway. Do you have access to the Internet?
Well, my wife does. I don't know how to use it.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe hopefully she'll teach you this weekend. It's so simple. You can't. It's like falling off a log. It's so easy.
Okay.
So go to my website, askthebuilder.com. And on the left-hand side of the webpage, on the homepage there, you're going to see a category called concrete defects. And just pick that concrete defect, and you're going to see a column that's called concrete overlays. Okay?
Okay.
And read it, and it tells you step-by-step how you're going to fix it.
Super.
It's so easy to do. So you don't have to tear the driveway out. It was not your fault. It was the contractor's fault. All right?
Well, that's what I told him, but of course you know what they told
me. Oh, yeah. You're going to get into that argument all day long. It was his fault. There's no doubt about it.